Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I'm afraid to mention, Mary, big day. It's your birthday. You are another year younger, another season of Summer Mary. And the excitement is palpable.
I think some years you're into your birthday, some years you're not. Okay, like fair. I'm not into my birthday this year. I am into Christmas this year. I did listen to Christmas music on the way to work. I'm going full holiday mode.
Okay.
I don't really care about my birthday this year, but I did make it. I'm another year older, 36. And yeah, 36.
What is your like, what's your like holiday playlist? Like, do you have a specific one that you listen to? Do you just kind of like search Christmas?
Well, I think I canceled Michael Bublé.
Okay.
in your head. You're like,
yeah,
there's no more.
Yeah.
We got no more Bublé. I got to tell you, you guys, this is like, it's probably like now 12. Like, remember those, like, now you've heard the music, the now like singles. They have a really good Christmas one that has like Britney and like NSYNC from like years ago. Like literally before we were in college. Like, I think it has to be like, it is. And she, Britney does like, Santa, can you hear me? You know?
Yeah. I can get down with that.
I think you would really like that. I feel like you need to find that playlist somewhere.
Where's the Countess Christmas album?
Okay, is it happening?
Yeah, she's going on tour. I looked.
Only on the East Coast. It's so rude.
I'm like, do I need to go to Florida?
Yes. But I'm trying to figure out, like, when is the Christmas song released? Like, is she going to? Because just you, you know, like, when is it coming out? Is it the day after Thanksgiving? When do we get the Countess single? She made us wait for a year. I'm ready to see the music video.
I think so. I think it's upon us.
I mean, I'm ready.
Maybe with Girls Trip getting released.
Oh, okay. Like, that's like the hit single for it.
Exactly.
Okay, Mary, I know you're like a Yellowstone fan, right?
Oh, the show? Yes.
Yeah. Or the park, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we call it Yosemite.
What?
Michael and I can never remember the name. We're like, Yosemite, like.
Oh, some, for Yellowstone. I think
some national park.
Okay. Sure. But you watch the show.
I couldn't watch it this weekend. So I do.
Okay. So I'm going to start it. I feel like it was like all over my feed and I'm like, okay, I'm in the last place of like watching this show. So I'm going to start it. Like, after we do this, I've already said, like, I'm watching episode one tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I changed my Peacock passwords for you.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of you. I just was like, can I log in? You're like, I don't know how. And then I felt bad. And then you had to change your password. And I was like, I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted to confirm it was your email. So if the email came there, that we knew it was your email. But it's so kind of you. So thank you.
Sure.
I love you guys. I think we would be the easiest people to hack in the world because of like what our passwords are. It's like password.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Also, I don't know if you saw, but like, so, you know, BH has started filming too. So Kyle's opening a store in Palm Springs, the Kyle Shahida store.
I didn't even know this still existed. This is not Kyle and Bailey too.
Right. This is Shahida, which she did, you know, New York Fashion Week for. Gotta. And so the whole cast, they're all there with our rumored cast that we talked about last week, Diane Jenkins. Mm-hmm. So it's going on. The whole cast is back.
Got it.
So nobody got fired.
Love it. Will Kathy be holding the diamond?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe Kathy was in the photo.
Some people were saying like Dorit was going to be, you know, maybe demoted. I think that's an absolutely not.
No, she got robbed. Come on. Yeah. That's her storyline this season. We're kidding. Obviously we want everyone to be safe. Yes. But I feel like nothing's like really happened. Like everyone's like getting ready for the holidays, which means like they don't want to like, it's like, hello, when's the arrest coming?
That was the best episode. Christmas gift that kept giving.
You just texted me and you said, Courtney, it's happened. And it was like, what? You know, we'll never have something as good of a Christmas gift. Now, listen, it's not saying that we won't welcome it. Any housewife who wants to do something, please.
Okay. Out of any housewife, who would get arrested next? So we've had Countess Luann, Jen Shaw.
Yes.
Teresa.
We've had a ton of them. Listen, after this episode of Vanderpump Rules, I could see Tom Schwartz.
Okay.
Tom Schwartz, I feel like this is bad. I feel like he would get like a DUI.
Oh.
Is that like putting bad things into? Okay, guys.
A mushroom UI?
Can we just like talk about Vanderpump Rules? I would like really like talk about this because the fact that we're just now doing mushrooms on television, to me, I was like, oh, we literally don't care. We were pretending it was Adderall before, but now we're just like, it doesn't matter.
I think people do like light mushrooms.
It was, I believe they were microdosing. Light mushrooms. Like,
I don't know.
When they sat down for tea, I was like, there is no way they're having tea. And then they said mushrooms. And I was like, boom. Like, okay, yeah. That makes sense. Like, and I'm like, Sandoval, why do you have all these gadgets? How do you have money and you spend so much money on all these ridiculous things like the lights?
Lights.
You know, Ariana's like, I'd really love to see a time where those lights aren't turned on in our house.
But also, it's not even like a nice lighting system, you know?
It's plugged into the wall, the cord's out. It's like a spotlight.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like they could maybe build it into the floor or the ceilings or something.
I think they could upgrade it a little bit.
True. But they did also live in that apartment where you could not have the AC and the microwave on at the same time.
True.
So
These are facts.
Okay. So let's just get into Vanderpump. I have some comments, overall comments.
Okay. Go ahead. Speak your piece.
Don't need to see the James storyline. This is bordering on abusive. And it's like, we already are dealing with the Brock and Sheena thing. I don't need to see, like, I feel like we're witnessing and something bad is going to happen. Like, you know, this is like entertainment. Two, the fact that LVP has lowered herself to Lala and Rand and going on double dates with them, you're a loser.
LVP with the reach. I mean, it's like the whole premise of the show is completely gone. You know, nobody works at the restaurant except Raquel and Charlie. And did you care to watch her eat a mussel?
Guys, I am proud of Charlie for overcoming these fears, but I don't need to watch it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Watch it. Now listen. Sheena, give me the recipe for those enchiladas.
I'm so curious about these enchiladas. I feel like
they're like mission tortillas with like
totally.
You're buying the Mexican three cheese cheddar jack, you know, combo from the store. She's putting that in. And then she's got probably like grocery store rotisserie chicken chopped up.
Completely. And with like a McCormick's taco seasoning.
100%. And then she's got a little red sauce that she just throws on, sprinkles a little bit more of that cheese.
The secret
set it
ingredient.
And forget it.
It's the secret ingredient is Tabasco.
Oh, I was going to say her breast milk. Just kidding. But it's like, this is where we're at, is like the big party this week is at Tom and Ariana's for Charlie to try food.
Also, they kept on calling it like this culinary experience. I'm like, it's a potluck. You're also literally like having a potluck at Ariana and Tom's house that you can't even, because of probably some weird COVID restrictions, you can't even be at one table together. Like, that was really what was happening.
Oh my God. And all I'm thinking too is I'm like, I wouldn't be making anything for this party. Like, I'm going to like DoorDash something.
I did think, what would I bring? What's my signature dish?
What would you bring?
So also, I feel like they were kind of aggressive, like sushi, lobster, mussels,
samosas. Like, they've had like all these different regions that I'm like, if you're trying something, these are a lot of flavor profiles.
I agree. Uh-huh. They needed like a theme, like Italian.
Yeah, Mexican. Like maybe we do extra culinary experiences surrounding one theme. I agree with that.
What is like something that I was kind of famous for a bean dip for some time.
Ooh, like a 7-layer dip?
No, it's just literally refried beans, cream cheese, nobody sour wants cream.
That. How are people's butts at the end of it?
A taco seasoning packet.
Okay.
And
I mean, honestly, it does sound delish.
Cheese sprinkled on the top. And the secret ingredient was Tabasco. Put some green onions on top.
Okay.
Just like a great old
this
fashioned.
Sounds good. That's good.
You know, I'm more it's a football friendly dip.
It's an app. It's a great app. You know, I'm more of like a baker and not so much of like a chef here. So like mine is probably like some sort of dessert, maybe like this like pumpkin pie dessert thing that I like will make every Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
Maybe something like that. But also, yeah, I'm DoorDashing something, you know?
Yeah, there was a miss. There was a miss here.
It just, to me, you know, and listen, I don't want to know about the food stuff. I want to know about the hot boyfriend, Corey.
He didn't interest me at all.
No, I wanted
to. I just think Charlie's not necessary.
Like, right, but she has a partner. So it's like, you can throw her in there. There's like, I almost felt that it was like random that Charlie was there by herself. But I'm like, wait, she had a boyfriend this whole time? Like, We can take the plus two. Everybody's in a couple, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Paul Nassif cannot get away from Bravo TV. He loves it.
I love that him and Lisa are friends now that he's not married to Adrian.
Yes. And
like, what did you text me?
What did I text you?
You said Paul is being a detective.
We've got Mr. Nassif, doctor on the case. Did James Kennedy break Raquel's nose? Was it his fault? This is a trial day.
The whole thing, like, okay. Also, it's like, Raquel, you trying to tell Lisa what happened? Like, if it wasn't a big deal, you saying it like, oh my God, just like, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I got it done. James leaned in for a kiss. I went in too, and we bumped, and I think it messed my nose up. Like, easy done. She's like, I'm having palpitations telling you. And I'm like, did it happen or not? Because this whole thing is like, this is like, it feels like wrong to be watching it. Do you feel that way? Like, it feels so wrong. I'm like, there's more to this story. Like, he clearly has anger issues. And then the fact that he did that. And then the mom was like, your nose is on your cheek. And then James went crazy.
Of course the mom doesn't help whatsoever.
Well,
also
she's never been helpful. You
immediately go back to the doctor and just tell him like, this is what happened. Do we need to do anything? Is there like, I don't know.
Literally the whole thing is like so weird to me. It is I don't want to watch this situation. I also don't notice anything wrong with her nose. Now, I think if you paid $16,000 and something like that happened, you would notice every detail. But also, fuck you, James, because him being like, well, I have to look at this every day. I'm like, look in the mirror, bitch. It's not pretty coming from your face, okay?
At the reunion, will she have a new nose?
Yes, and I don't think I think none of us will notice.
Will it be by Dr. Nassif for $32,000.
If she signs on for the next season of Botched. He's like, hey, Vanderpump, crossover episode.
Right.
You know, I'll take her on my show. I think we need to free Raquel.
Also,
blink your glass eye if you need us, Raquel.
It only would take 150 shifts for her new nose.
Well, and then
that doesn't seem like that many.
What? That seems like a lot of shifts.
There's 365 days in the year.
Okay. And she fake works there.
That's a half year.
Okay. That seems like a long time to me.
If you want the nose of your dreams.
Which she thought she had it. But luckily, Paul said he doesn't think it's from the bump. And Raquel's like, I'm so glad because James was feeling so much guilt. And he's like, yeah. Like, oh my God, James is just like the worst.
Disturbing though. Like he's like, thanks, Dr. Nassif. You helped so much. Like, I feel so much better.
Like,
he's like, now I don't have to pay for the second one.
He's like, you know how much I dropped for that ring? I can't pay for a nose job. I didn't even put insurance on that ring. Too expensive. I know. It's just to me, but okay. I'm also, you guys, like, I watch the show and I think I'm worried now. I'm like, why did Tom Schwartz bust down the door of his own home?
He's on mushrooms.
But why did Katie also barricade the door?
Right.
The whole thing. And I'm like, and why? And you guys don't have a code on your garage?
Or how isn't there other ways to get into your home?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like a garage code. So it could just, and I'm thinking, What's happening over here? Like, it's just, there's a lot of unhappiness.
Dark days.
It is dark days. Like nobody.
Lots of pizza, PB&Js, quesadillas, and absinthe.
And mushrooms.
Yes.
It's just, and weed, obviously. But I'm like, what's happening? And then like Lala, and it's so interesting because clearly like Katie and Lala are good friends. And then like Lala and Katie are good friends. But like Katie and Ariana, did I say that twice? Sorry. Katie, Ariana, Lala and Katie, but Lala and Ariana are like not friends because Lala's not here for the shit. And I love when like they try to come in, like Lala tries to come in, basically be like, Ariana, your boyfriend's wrong.
Your man.
Like, I guess I just have to deal with your man with that issue. It's like, yeah, I guess you do. Cause I don't think he's actually wrong in what he was saying.
I love how Lala is like, I've just like outgrown this group. Like, you know, my father passed away and I'm sober and now I'm a stepmom and I have a baby. And like, I'd much rather be in Beverly Hills with Lisa Vanderpump than getting wasted on the weekends. And do you feel like they're also just like covering stuff up with Rand right now?
What do you mean?
There's something weird going on. Cause okay. So like you're seeing Lala in her confessional being like, Rand wants to have this big event and I say like, we don't even need to get married. And, you know, there doesn't need to be like this signed agreement, whatever. Like, do you feel like she's trying to get out? Or maybe I'm just reading into this too much because I know they're broken up in real time. Or I like, think they're also being like, there's a lot of things we didn't say on camera about Rand when you were getting together with him.
I think that there's a lot of things that like, because, okay, when Tom and Lala talked at the See You Next Tuesday, which also I was like, is this only for cast members? Because they were all in like this dance area with no masks on and like, who were all the people? But like, I don't think that's like legal to do.
Where I it looks like a whole new restaurant.
Maybe they were outside in the garden. So it made more sense. I couldn't figure out, but I'm like, but it's also just the cast that's there. And then like some random friends of maybe like, I'm like a lot of these faces we've seen at some point in the trajectory of this show.
Did you feel like the restaurant itself looked really different?
Well, they were in a different area. I wonder if they're still, I can't remember when this opened, but I wonder if they're only allowed to have the outdoor area still. So it was just like in the garden and the lounge over there.
Probably so, they had to sit at two separate tables at the restaurant, Tom and Ariana's.
Well, I feel like that would be okay. Cause you know, anyways, whatever. But when Tom and Lala start talking, I felt very much like Tom was like, again, Tom is a villain now. This, he reminds me more and more of Jim Carrey every episode as it goes on too. Oh. Like I just cannot stop seeing it.
Yeah, I can see that.
But you know, when they were talking, she was like, I just feel like you're all out to get me. And you know, like I don't belong here and like nobody's giving me a pass or whatever. And I'm thinking, you've literally yelled at every single person in this group and basically told them how much better you are than them. You're yelling at Sheena because of her situation, whether you agree with it or not. Like, of course she isn't going to like you for that. Like all these things, like you yelled at Charlie. We saw you at the Benihana dinner. Like, what do you mean that people aren't giving you a chance? Like you're literally just showing your ass and nobody wants to see it. They don't want to be a part of it. They don't want to be like the person on the receiving end of your yelling.
Who's she going to date next?
Definitely like an older man.
Okay.
I could see like, I really think she's kind of like a mini Erica. Like I could see her doing like being with somebody who's like not in the spotlight. Like now I don't think she needs that somebody in the spotlight kind of thing. Like I could see like a casino or owner. I could see like a GM of a football team.
Oh, okay.
Like, or like someone who's like really high up, like a CEO of like a Fortune 5 company, something like that.
Okay.
I mean, listen, she is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Rock and bod.
Like, I think she's really beautiful. She's just, that I'm like.
She's so angry.
She's so angry. So angry. So angry. But I think when this show ends, and truthfully, I don't know if it'll go on for another season or two because this is tough.
Yeah.
This is the spinoff is just the Tom Toms get their new show. This is a test for it of like, who do
Schwartz
we really
and
need?
Sandy's.
Schwartz and Sandy's, they become the LVPs and we get a whole new cast of characters.
Love it. Love it.
I mean, that's the way that this show has to go, right? Because like we're reaching this point of where it's like things are sad. It's tough. It's tough.
Well, and then like we have to like see Raquel cry because James is literally calling her a dumb girl. I'm just like, oh gosh, he's getting upset about a drinking game, even though he's not drinking and wants to take the game like as a competitive sport to win.
Well, I can also understand like being the only sober person in a room, it's like like everybody is so freaking annoying, right? And then you're like sober because like you have to be. And I'm sure it's a different situation in that where you're just like, oh man, like I'm just watching you be a dum-dum and then I'm going home with you. And it's like, okay, but you guys have to have some sort of understanding. James, don't put yourself in these situations because that's how it's going to be. We've watched the show long enough to know that we border on the line of alcoholism over here.
Right.
Okay.
And we also got to watch Brock.
Yes. I thought this was funny, actually.
Brock put up a TV in 5 minutes and 39 seconds.
Okay, honestly, I was like, could you? I will hire you. Can I like task like, grab it?
Come on
you?
Over. Come on over.
Please?
Yeah.
I'll pay you for the full hour, but just can you please come like do that for like in my house? Like I would love that. And then it was like funny. So the funny thing is like, if you watch What Happens Last Week with Brock and Sheena on it, they kind of went through Sheena's Rolodex of like hot men that she slept with. So like, this wasn't as funny to me this week because when he was like, Jesse Metcalf, I played poker with that guy. Like they'd already mentioned it on Watch What Happens Live. Still a funny moment.
Your body is a wonderland. Mm-hmm. Your body is a wonderland.
One more time.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, wow. We're writing our own melodies now.
I love John Mayer.
Same. Okay. What else? I mean,
Nothing. It was like, a really boring episode. It was hard to watch. And I felt bad for Paul Nassif trying to like get some FaceTime in.
I just need to say that, Lisa, go get a different show. This is the show.
Just also just walk away. Just walk away. You don't need the money. Like your expiration date, like go out on a high note.
It's too late now.
Be a Tinsley.
It's too late now. Should we take like a quick break and then come back and talk some housewives?
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TBT cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, it detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. And I also want to give you the chance, Mary, because I feel like with your great weekend, you probably brought something along on your trip too.
We did.
Okay. Please tell me more.
We brought Morning Recovery. And my sister actually did a commercial for me on video that was quite hilarious, all about it.
I will tell you guys, I received a text from our friend at 9 p.m. on Saturday saying, I'm just scrolling on TikTok because Mary and her sister are already sleeping.
We had 9 mile hike, a couple glasses of wine. We were done. We were done.
No, I get
But so now Morning Recovery, actually, they have this limited edition blood orange drink. Ooh. That you can put with, like, make a drink with it. So I add vodka, drink the Morning Recovery orange, like, mixer. Delicious. Great for the holidays.
Wait, so tell me this. So not only is it Morning Recovery, but it's also like that you use your two birds, one stone. You're drinking and you're getting a buzz on, but you're also protecting yourself for the next day.
Yeah. The same Morning Recovery, but it's like now matured, refined, and ready for sharing to make a cocktail.
Guys, limited edition. A great gift to bring to any Christmas parties or holiday parties, or like if you have like a secret Santa or like a white elephant gift. I feel like this is the Ouai to go.
I completely agree. And then, they have good old faithful still Morning Recovery and, the liquid focus. You got to try the liquid.
Thanksgiving focus.
If you want to get shit done, take the liquid.
Yeah. Focus. Thanksgiving. If you're hosting Thanksgiving, you probably want a liquid focus while you're setting that table and putting that turkey in.
Absolutely. Morelabs.com/TJG for 20% off. Use code TJG. How can you get it on the Amazon, Courtney?
TJG Amazon.
Yeah.
And that you can use it for Prime too. So I feel like I honestly think I'm going to get a few of these as like stocking stuffers or, that whole fun thing.
Can't wait for the holidays. Can't wait.
I would like to go to reunion number one of Potomac if you're in for that.
Why is it going to be four?
It doesn't need to be four. After the Beverly Hills four, this doesn't. Now, how many parts do you think that Nicki Minaj will be a part of?
Like, I honestly, an episode?
Yeah.
What, is that why it's four parts?
And the whole thing is like so weird when he's like, oh, I've got a video for you guys. And I'm like, did Nicki shoot? Like, I have an iPhone 7. Okay. That quality is bad. The quality of this video was Tom's flip phone.
I was so confused. I'm like, were they not sure she was actually like going to make it to the set, or were they really just trying to trick them that much?
He's like, yeah, really sorry, guys. So sorry, guys. But at least I got you a video. I'm just so sorry she couldn't make it. Where I'm like watching, thinking like, if I was there, I think she was there, because this admission that she's not there feels like she's there.
Oh, no, I would have gotten played. I would have gotten played.
The whole thing, I just was like, this whole thing is like weird. They're like, okay. I don't know. It doesn't need to be four parts. Now, I felt that there was more energy in this first part compared to like Beverly Hills, which is basically just a four part of Erica, right? Like after watching the four parts, I thought, you know what? We just needed a one-on-one in the clubhouse, sit down with Andy asking the tough questions. We didn't need the rest of the peanut gallery.
Or like go out to Sag Harbor, sit down with Lou.
Right. We needed that. We needed that one-on-one. Hey, bring
he
us.
He could have been like,
bring
Army
us to
Hammer.
Your tiny home. Yeah. Go,
yeah. Army. Yeah. Come over for a cocktail after.
Bring us to your tiny, tiny 2,000 square foot home and we'll shoot in the pool cabana.
Right.
You know, I think that's what we really needed after that. Like watching all of that, I think it would have gone way better.
I did laugh so hard when Andy came in. I felt like he was a little off. Like he was like sick. I feel like he had a cough drop in his mouth at one point. And him coming in to Candace's room and be like, come back, let me drive back.
It's like he just listened to that song on the way down from New York. And so it was like the only song he knew, because he'd probably dropped that four times throughout the first episode.
I thought it was great. Interesting seating arrangement. So we have Wendy closest to Andy, Karen, and then Mia on the other side. Yeah.
Scala.
And then the other side is Giselle, Candace, Robin, Ashley at the end. I was surprised Ashley was at the very end, to be honest.
Like Robin. Can go on the end. Put Robin on the end, but you can't have Candace and Ashley sit next to each other because there's drama.
Right.
To me, it seems like maybe. No, this I was kind of weird that like, were they trying to tell Karen something? Like usually it's like Karen and Giselle, I feel that.
Right.
Although I don't know, maybe Robin and her leopard hair were in the front last. I can't remember the seating, but
they wanted
this color
to give
palette.
Happy and Ness.
They got a 3-for-1.
Prime states. Yeah.
3-for-1. Yeah. I love this color palette on all of them. I thought that they were all stunning. I was like, Beverly Hills, take note. I agree. I think that Ashley and Mia and Ascala had the best fashion of everybody. Again, I wish that they would try these dresses on and sit. Like Giselle looked like she was wearing a sheet. Also, I don't know if you noticed, I had a DM convo with a juror about this, but at one point during the episode, they did like a wide, so they were like talking to somebody and then they did like a wide shot of everyone. Ashley's legs are like wide open. I didn't see, but the juror was like, did you see that her hand was like in her crotch? Like it was just clearly she did not think she was on camera. You know, like whether she was like fixing something or whatever. I'm like, oh, I can't believe they kept that shot in. That's like so mean to her. Darby's Barbie.
I kind of like
that's what he calls me. That's what he calls me. She had to tell us twice.
But like Giselle admitting that she has a stylist. I mean, lying that she has a stylist.
Like her commentator boyfriend.
I believe the commentator boyfriend.
Sure. But when she was like, they're like, Giselle, do you have anything to say? She's like, I have a stylist. She's like, the whole time? And then when Candace was like, when she's like, well, Candace, it's not like you have great style. She's like, whoa, what's wrong with my style? Like, I think people would actually want to wear. She goes, and what outfits? She goes, well, I can't think of any off the top of my head because my mind does not work like that, Candace.
I think Candace has great fashion sense.
I have to say, you guys, Giselle never comes prepared for a reunion. Well, she's so like witty usually, but then she comes and she gets like stage fright or something. She never has like the comebacks or the wit that she usually does like when you watch the show. I don't know if the reunions make her nervous or anything, but like remember last season she was super quiet when Monique brought out that binder. Like she just, you know, anytime they talk about Jamal, she almost like gets like caught up in her words where she like can't say anything.
Because I'm like, she can't keep her story straight. She's like, wait, so when did we actually break up? Okay, so yeah. after the holidays, January-ish, and they're like, wasn't there a video in December that said you guys weren't in a relationship? Like, and wow. She's like, well, no. Oh, well, no. And then like, and they're like, is that because of the binder? And she's like, no. The binder, nothing was new in the binder. We were both actually seeing other people and trying to figure it out. And Wendy's like, just stop. Like all of this. And then I think it's funny too. Karen's now kind of trying to pretend that she was with Jamal, which wasn't her whole thing last season. Like Karen's like, you were never with him. He was in the phone and that was a fake storyline. And now she is, Karen's going back and being like, well, I don't think you should have ever got together with him. I'm like, so what is it?
I think, but I thought Karen was talking about when they were married back in 2008.
Oh,
like when she's talking about the taxes and stuff. I don't think Karen is like on the side. I think she's trying to expose her. Like, well, when you guys got together, according to you, and like that, there's so many things like disproven. I don't know. Karen is always, again, she's our delusional queen.
Love her.
You know,
72, thriving.
But you know, it's like this whole thing's like, and then like Giselle just, you're totally right. She does. She's trying to keep her story straight. She just never has an answer. Well, what? And then but Wendy sometimes comes into these too hot, where Karen had to like shut her down, but she was like, I looked into this commentator and they're like, oh, is it Van Jones? Like, no, he only likes women with integrity. I'm like, wasn't he rumored to be with Kim Kardashian? I know.
But now she's with Pete Davidson. Like, what's going on?
Like, oh what my God. Again, hot people just hooking up. I love it. But it's like the whole thing.
You're the
like,
only person that thinks he's hot.
And that is so false. I guarantee people.
I'm not talking about Van. I'm not talking about Van.
Oh, Van.
We know he's hot.
Van is hot. I think people think, can you put a poll up? Will you ask people?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure where we'll be on that one.
I also feel like you'll pick the worst photo of him ever in your life. Like,
no, I won't. He just looks the same in everything.
Yeah, he looks good.
Blonde hair.
Looks great.
Do you want the blonde hair?
I want, you know what, whatever. Hey, listen, sabotage it however you want. However you want. Did you feel like anything really happened? So we bring up, like, we talk about Mia and Candace's first impression. She liked her, but then Giselle Gates also said she liked her, and Candace said, well, she lied a lot. She's like, is it your first impression? My first impression? Why is G not wearing shoes in a strip club? That's the only thing I took away from this of... Why aren't we wearing shoes?
Why aren't we wearing shoes in the strip club? And also, Candace, stop being on the cry-a-thon. Like, the cry-angles need to stop. Nobody feels bad for you. Like, she's like, my family's never
going to be the same. You're going too far. Oh my God, you're going too far. We're still talking about Mia.
Oh, I'm like over the Mia stuff. It's like, we get it. We get it. You were a stripper. Nobody cares. We know you were a stripper.
I feel like all the girls were like shaming her a lot though. I don't like that. Like when they were like, so why did you get a clit surgery if you had C-sections? It's like, who cares? Wendy, why did you get a full mommy makeover? People do what they want to do. I feel like it's really weird. Now, I like when she was like, I had massage envy. So now not only do we have the joint of the chiropractor, but we also own massage envies.
Oh, need I to feel, know
more. And McDonald's.
Right.
Are those all sold?
I feel
now?
Like now, yeah, I feel like now it's just the chiropractor franchise.
Just the joint. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that Mia's tagline gets enough of the due respect. Like, it deserves respect.
Can you say it again?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's something like, if you want to pop off, I'd be happy to get you adjusted. And it's chiropractor related. That's hilarious. We don't give her enough. We don't give her enough credit for how good
Dr. Dewey would approve.
Ugh, gosh. Who would you go to first? Would you go to Mia's place or Dewey?
Mia. Yeah, same. Like, no contest.
Like, Mia could work on me first.
Sure. She's got big feet. Just walk on my back.
Okay, now we can move on to Candace and the house that her mom, quote unquote, doesn't pay for.
Chris is on the need, not Dorothy. She is not involved. I'm like, liars.
Yeah.
I'm like, you sold the condo and you put that money towards the new house. That was a down payment.
Also, she's probably still like Venmoing or using Zelle to put money in your Wells Fargo account.
Wait, I like somehow fell upon like all the Southern Charmers Venmos.
What?
I feel like it's
because
really
you have
funny.
Like one of their phone numbers or something, so it popped up in your Venmo.
No, I might have seeked it out a little bit.
Wait, I was, you guys, I was going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, oh, she like met up with Shep one time. Maybe they exchanged phone numbers. No, Mary's like, no, I searched at Shep Rose.
I don't know. No, I was somehow like Madison's.
Okay.
And then like from Madison's, like I landed on Taylor Shep. Like you can just get them all after that. And it's like, just kind of funny.
What are their?
Like there Venmos? Was nothing. No, there was no, I mean, but it's just like weird that you can see that.
There's a really
most private.
I have mine's private. But there's a really good reply all podcast episode. I don't know if anybody's ever listened to it. It's probably from like 5 years ago, like whenever Venmo became big. And it's this episode about Venmo and literally watching someone's life progress through their Venmo charges. Like, she moved in with her girlfriend. Oh, because they bought a couch together and she paid her for the couch. Oh, I think they broke up because now they're splitting. Like you could watch this whole relationship happen over Venmo. It was really interesting though.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But make it private.
Yeah. I got to get on that.
Yeah. Go do that. I mean, it's mostly because I'm like always just like sending my mom money. Like, hi, thanks for buying this for me. And I'm like, I don't need people to know that. Which everybody knows now, but okay. What would you rather listen to? Oh, let's go back to Candace because I actually felt for Candace here because I felt bad for her because it's because of her mom saying these things about her husband when she says I go visit Chris's family. It's so uncomfortable now because like. My mom has said these things about him. I felt bad for her there because I'm like, that must be like really awkward. And like, this relationship isn't going to last in general.
Right.
But that must be really it's like,
do you think that's why she doesn't want to get pregnant? Because she doesn't know where it's going to go. There's something holding her back about it.
Oh no, I don't know about that. I just feel like there's a lot of just, I wish that Candace would see like would go get some real therapy.
She does.
That's not real. That nobody knows her mom.
She does.
We've seen it, but
also like Andy's like, so wait, don't you think the way that you respond to people, like, how's that going for you? Cause I don't think it's going very well. Like we had the butter knife. She acted like she had amnesia with the butter knife. She was like, butter knife.
All these women have pretend amnesia.
Then they talk about the Monique thing, the Mia salad thing. Like, Candace will take no ownership. She's like, oh, well, they started it first and never starts with me. I'm just responding to the disrespect.
Well, I also was like laughing too when she's like, Ashley, you bring your big face in here. And she's like, Candace, can we like also talk about the fact that we have the same size forehead? Like that really made me laugh there. But and then even Giselle, I thought it was really interesting when Giselle said, the way I heard you speak to Mia, that if she had hit you, I basically would have said you deserved it. And I thought that was so interesting because I think that this was similar situations to last year, but I think because like she just didn't like Monique as much that nobody wanted to take kind of Monique's side. But I just thought it's interesting that it's like, okay, so now we're seeing it though.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I am okay with Candace leaving.
I know you. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with her staying, but only because I think she like, and I'm not asking for her to get, she needs to get like her comeuppance in a sense. Like I'm here to watch it. I mean, I also thought she had a good point. And I've said this on the podcast too, where she says, you cannot blame me for your mom relapsing. You came on for a storyline. You wanted to talk about that. You're not allowed. I thought, hey, way to stand up for yourself, Candace.
Oh, cause she's never done that before.
No, but it's like, there's all these people that play these same roles. Candace, Whitney, Tinsley, Teddy, they're cast like too young almost. I don't know why Ashley gets a pass because they're the same age, but maybe because she's married to Gollum or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. and he's much older. But you know, they all have these people who play, and actually Ashley was that person until Candace came along. Like they played this little sister role that they don't, and then there's this battle of trying to get respect from the women that like becomes part of their storyline, right?
When do they start filming?
Oh. Good question. Spring. Yeah. Probably maybe after the holidays, since we're doing all this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that you want to talk about? I mean, I feel, you know,
I'm curious about this Nicki Minaj thing, but that's all.
Yeah, you guys, if you did, we talk. Oh, we did talk about this last week about Adam Rippon's Halloween costume.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like the last episode, and I'm sure she's going to ask a lot of questions, and they'll be good. But it's also hard because it's like Nikki, and unlike Wendy, I'm not a Barb. I have a dog named Barb, and that's
right.
I'm a fan of that Barb.
Right.
You know. Okay, should we take a quick break and then come back with?
Let's come back with it.
Yes.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This was the best 90 minutes of television I've watched in quite some time. It wasn't even the ending for me. It was the whole every thing. Moment. Like, I mean, even just like Lisa Barlow doing VR in her banging body. Like, I feel like we got a little moment of everyone and a deep glimpse into their homes and their lives. And then it all came together in a limo.
Okay, everybody was saying, you know, to like, oh, they're going to do this to us. It'll be like the last 30 seconds. Okay, it was like, what, 10, 15 minutes? The last 10, 15 minutes. I mean, chills. Like, oh. And Andy says, he says next week is top 5 best Housewives episode ever. It takes place basically over 8 to 10 hours, and it's their bus ride to Vail, which is like a seven, I'm like, you're going to Vail for 3 days. It's a 7 hour bus ride.
Maybe like, it's just like the COVID caution.
No, I mean, we could all, you could fly. I'm just saying it's a long time to be, but I'm like this, like I was on the edge of my seat. My sister who was at my house, she like came out and I'm like, oh, she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, this girl's about to get arrested. She sits down. She's on the edge of her seat. She has no idea who these people are, you know? And I'm like, she's like, what the? Like, she's like, do I need to start watching this show? I'm like, yeah, you do. Definitely. Like, it was just, and that was like, we went to that Italian cooking class and that could have been the highlight of the episode. Right, but no, right. You know.
Let's start from the beginning. Yes. Okay. Jen, you know, she used to play basketball in middle school. Which
same as you, right?
I even played freshman year.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. Okay. That was so rude of me. I'm sorry.
I played kindergarten, third grade to freshman year of high school. And I will say that my high school, they went to all states. So they were really good at basketball.
You were like CIS.
They didn't make it past freshman year. Yeah. They won like the girls.
Oh, so not even, you weren't on the team.
No. Didn't make it after freshman year.
Like, yeah, I played basketball. The team was so good without me, they won.
Yeah, basically. I didn't make the team after some time. Well, okay, listen, so then
you didn't want to be on that team. Okay, you were gonna talk to boys and stuff.
No, that wasn't happening either. Oh,
okay. Okay. Whitney, guys, Whitney's personality is being obsessed with Lisa and going on a stripper pole. Justin has some really good moves.
She's killing me lately. Like, her voice is annoying me now.
Oh, so now you're a true Barlowite.
No.
Are you a Barlow? What would you call Barlow fans?
Vitas.
Vitas. Ooh, I like that. We're Vitas. Are you on my? Vita. Are you a Vita with me?
I wouldn't say so. I don't know. Actually, I love watching Mary Crosby. Like, it is literally, I find it highly entertaining. Okay, when she is in her house, I thought she was in a shop shopping. And then I come to find out, no, she was just in her home trying on an outfit to make FaceTime phone calls and tell everyone to wear Italian streetwear for a party. And then I forgot about the Met Gala at noon on a fucking Tuesday. And I was like,
don't upset Walter.
I took screenshots of the invitations because who is that? How they like,
describe the invite here.
People send their friends invitations that have what they should wear on them. Like, do you think this?
Yes, because remember when Wendy did the nude interlude and she said, okay, "Come in your nude outfit." Yes, there are themes like this, but Italian streetwear to me, Mary wore a Louis Vuitton, which is French, for her Italian streetwear, like maybe like a Prada or a Gucci.
Her speaking quote unquote Italian.
I am Chef Maria. It's like, oh. God, shut up.
What's going on?
I have to say, I don't like Mary. I actually find her insufferable because I hate when you're fighting with somebody and they literally are making no sense. Like Heather put it best, like, this is like a lost cause. Like, you are not going to get through to her. Like, let's go. Like,
the merry-go-round.
It is so frustrating.
The merry-go-round.
Oh, I like her name to me now is Scary Mary. She is Scary Mary to me because it's like, talking to her is like, she does not understand people talking back to her because she is quote unquote God. Her parishioners all take her word at face value. The text that she sent to Whitney, I'm like, Whitney, Mary sent you these texts. And instead of being mad at Mary, you're clearly scared of her. You're mad at Lisa. Mary literally told you were fucking ugly. And that you're stupid and that she's better than you. And Lisa has said none of these things, but in your head, you think that Lisa thinks she's better than you. And so that's why you're mad at her. But Mary literally said to your face and you donated to the church.
When were those texts from? Like, don't you feel like those were old texts? Like, I feel like they were from last season.
I feel like Mary is like a 2 a.m. texter. She's not drunk or anything. It's just she's sitting in bed.
Does she even have wine?
No, like, I don't think she really drinks, but I think Mary's like, and another thing, I got to text her this right now. Like, you know, like she thinks about
little girl.
Should we just get back to that? Should we get back to where we were at? Like, I just felt like this whole thing was like, it was so crazy to me that she was so pissed that she made these invitations, made a separate one for Whitney because she was so pissed that Whitney didn't call her back.
Who made the invitation? You know, she was not capable.
Charlinda did.
Okay.
Charlinda's back.
Okay.
Or like the people that she does her fake podcast with.
Okay.
You know, yeah, she's not making that. But it's like, and then she was so angry when Whitney didn't come dressed as mafia style. Like, she was angry about, like, I sent you an invitation with appropriate attire and you didn't come in it. Like,
she wanted her to be a slutty mafia girl.
And she's like she was pissed. And Whitney's like, yeah, so you wanted to embarrass me. And because I called Heather, who's my friend, and she told me not to dress like that.
Also, what was Whitney wearing? Like a tie-dye suit?
Yeah, I mean, Whitney's fashion is like, Whitney probably was like, this is mafia wear, isn't it? I thought it was a theme.
I was like, what is this?
Also, Mary's like, I called her 4 times in 45 minutes. I'm like, that's creepy. And then Whitney said she called her back 2 hours later. But then Mary's like, she never called me back. I'm like, what? I actually believe that Whitney like called her, texted her. But I'm like, I'm sorry, if Mary Crosby FaceTimed me 4 times, I'd be like, oh God, the Lord is trying to find me. She's sending Jesus after me.
When you know how like sometimes I like during the workday, if I get calls from someone I'm like, I get a little worried because I'm like, does something bad happen? Like, they know I can't really pick up the phone or.
Like, but usually, don't you think they'll send you a text like, hey, call me? Like, I feel like if it's important.
Worst text.
I yell at my mom all the time because I'll be in like in a meeting and she'll call me and I'll deny it. And she'll write back, call me. And so I'll like get out of the meeting. Right. She's like, hey, what do you want for lunch? I'm like, no, these are not, that's not, I appreciate you. And this is what I would like, but you are not allowed to use call me in non-emergency situations. She's like, what? I'm just saying to call me. I'm like, when people write call me, it's something important, right, okay? Right. Like, you don't call and then send a text unless it's important. She's like, well, I just wanted to know. I was going to the store. I was like, well, then write to me. What would you like for lunch?
Right.
You know? Help me out.
Right.
I also just want to apologize, too, if, like, I'm sounding very congested. I'm, like, under the weather over here, and I feel like I sound like a...
No, you sound fine.
Okay. Never mind, then. Keep going. I sound great. Okay.
Okay. So also like, but let's go back a little bit. So I feel like Heather is also trying to make her daughter a star. She's bringing her to everything. And I thought this was an interesting conversation. So Heather has lunch with her niece, who's married. And they have just decided to leave the church. And I just found this like so fascinating, and to know what Heather was like in the past.
Heather is the Leah Remini of Mormonism, and I would like her to take it down or expose it and like give us like a 5-part series. You're writing a tell-all. Tell us in this tell-all. Like
she is.
Right. No, I'm saying like I'm fascinated by like the way that she said she's never drank wine in front of her daughter.
That was wild to me. But I guess I wonder when like Heather's, Catholics are allowed to have drinks.
Well, last season too, it felt like Heather was like still battling this. And then this show almost gave her like purpose, right? Like for her to be like, oh, I can do these things. Oh, I can put myself out there. Now I think this season, she's just as like so much more comfortably herself. And so it's like these things that like, oh, I'm going to go out with my daughter and have, I was like, wait, is she having Prosecco too? Wait, what's happening?
Maybe.
But I liked her celestial levels.
So then it was John Smith is like at the top. Mm-hmm. Then Lisa Barlow.
At terrestrial.
And then it was just Jeffrey Dahmer.
At telestial.
And then there's just the outer darkness, like the darkest of the darkness, which is Heather Gay.
Right. So the people excommunicated have to then ask someone like Jeffrey Dahmer if they can go up a level in their heaven, which is very interesting. Like, I am like, Heather, I'm here for the expose.
I found it so interesting. And Heather's like, oh, I felt like so superior as a Mormon, like the bridesmaid jacket story. She thought anyone that left the church was a second class citizen, like didn't even give her sister a wedding gift because she was outside of the church. It was really fascinating.
Oh yeah. And then I thought it was so interesting too, that her niece was like coming on the show because they had just decided like a couple months before. And they were like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, my husband had these issues with the church. And so then we started questioning it. Like, we should be leading social change. Like, why are we so late on gay rights and black priests and all of these things? And like, they really started to question it. And like, and then our first drink was vodka. And it feels like to me, it's like, you know, when you're like, okay, what do you want? You're like, pop off. Like, I feel like they definitely had like, it was like a plastic bottle of vodka that they're like, I think this is where we start.
Oh, you think?
What do you think?
I don't know. I guess it would. I don't know. I hope not.
Well, because they're probably not telling their family members because they're experimenting with this and seeing if this is the right way to go. That it's like, I could just see it. Like, just remember like the first time you'd be like, anything I can kind of get my hands on, I'll try. I guess we weren't legal though, or we were allegedly not legal.
I remember my parents had a bottle of Sky Vodka, those blue bottles, the big ones, the handles.
And did you fill it with water when you take some?
Oh, I just took the whole thing.
Oh, and blamed on one of your sisters?
No, and I filled it with water, the entire thing.
That's
with
what
water.
I just said.
No, but like the entire thing.
And you put it back in the freezer?
No. And then I was like, I'll try to like buy some eventually, replace it. Never got caught.
One of your sisters took the brunt of that because they also didn't. I bet, but all three of you Mahoney girls all were taken from the Sky bottle, and you were all like, and one of you got caught.
No one got caught. No, boo. I swear, I would tell. I think that was the key, not to water it down.
Like you did water the whole thing down.
I just put water in it until I could replace it.
But you said you never replaced it.
Oh, no, I replaced it.
Oh.
Yeah, I just took the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I.
I literally
poured the bottle into water bottles and then you filled it with water and then you just got a new Sky bottle and took the old one out, threw it away and put the new one in.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
It's very clever.
You are a smarty. You know who also thought they were very clever? And what was like very uncomfortable to watch is like this last scene with Jen and Stu. This is their last scene. We'll never see Jen and Stu together.
Stu is off the show now.
Stu got arrested the same day and now they're not allowed to talk to each other because they're like in cahoots with this. They can't speak to each other.
Oh, really?
I am like pretty sure that they're not allowed to talk to each other because they're both. I think Stu has said, I will throw her under the bus and I will take a plea deal. I don't think they're allowed to talk to each other.
Wait, how do we figure this out?
Can someone tell us? I don't think that they're allowed to talk to each other.
Okay. Let's Google this.
I don't know what to Google. Stu and Jen talk to each other? Can a juror please tell us? I feel like they're not allowed to talk to each other. I do not think, like, wasn't there like the rumor too, like when that Stu's wife, like did not even know he worked for Jen Shaw. She thought he was a realtor.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I thought there was like this whole thing. I mean, do you remember the day where you were when Jen Shaw got arrested?
Yeah. I accidentally airplayed my phone with her. You sent me an article.
Wait, what?
You sent me an article and I accidentally like airplayed it to my TV in my classroom. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Sorry, I thought you meant like airplane mode. I was like, what? Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, I can just remember. And a juror like sent us all this info, like FYI, like this is what it was. And it was like, you know, when these things happen, it's Christmas Day. It is Christmas Day for Housewives fans, you know, but like this is the last scene we will have with them.
Well, it was kind. I mean, Jen was really like,
I know exactly.
You've sacrificed so much for me. Like, you've just been such a great guy and I love you. And, you know, you've shown me how to be a better parent. Like, I want to be there for Omar, how you are for you with your kids every day. And you're more than just a business partner. You're so loyal. And
you're an accomplice.
Literally, she's like, I couldn't teach people what you know. I'm like, what does he know?
What does Stu know? Well, it's just like funny. She's like, you know, I've sacrificed so much because of the business. And I'm like, you've sacrificed creepy. Literally your entire life because you're going to jail. You thought you were going to Vail? You're going to jail.
That's what this episode should be called.
Yeah.
I'm like, you thought you were going to Vail. You're going to jail.
It's just, I'm like, I was carpooling, like whatever the episode was like about like Whitney's quote. I'm like, no, guys, clearly this needs to be something like along the rest is like Sha-rested, like jail, not Vail. We blew it. Maybe next episode. There's still time for them to change the date or the.
Yeah. And then also just like Stu dropping off Jen on a moped with an Italian flag. Like it was just all the fashion. Jen's in a red beret. Like Meredith is in a leather.
Jen's in a red beret. Oh my gosh.
Is that what it's called?
I thought Lisa was in the red hat. Lisa was like looking like Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah. No, but she was wearing a beret.
Oh, maybe I missed it because then she kept her chef's hat on the whole time.
Oh, true. Not a Louis Vuitton chef's hat though.
I love when they were like, oh my God, I've never owned a Louis Vuitton apron. Like this is great. And then in your confessional, she's like, that wasn't a Louis Vuitton. Like she's like, I don't even know where they would get that idea. I was like, could it just been the bags? And then it was a comic font. It was like Comic Sans on top.
No, it was a bad font. It was not Comic Sans.
It was like Comic Sans on top. And then it was just straight up like Arial italics on the apron. The fonts did not match. And everyone else's name is basically the same except for Heather's, which is Erica.
Right. Which is so funny.
But it's like, that should have been, wouldn't that be funny if that was Jen's? Because they're clink, clink.
Bitch, oh, you know? There were many like pass the baton memes.
Oh yeah. So funny. Well, and then it was like funny because like Whitney was like, I'm sorry, Jen, but I'm pretty sure. And she's like, I felt like she's like, I am speaking tongues and putting a hex on you. Jesus will be knocking at your door tomorrow.
In an Italian accent. Yes. You have the caprese salad. Hey, you have to use your knives. Is your name Erica or Whitney or Maria?
But that's even better though than what Mary was doing. Like Mary, shut up. Like I felt like she was just so annoying.
And then just like left out Jenny completely. It's like, come.
I like that she's just so petty. She's like, no, Jenny pissed me off and we're not in a good place. And Jenny's like, that's okay. I'm going to make yogurt with my kids.
Kids are really sweet.
They were so excited to make yogurt with their mom. She's like, I'm going to make yogurt. You want to help? So like,
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then I was like, but this is sad. We don't want to watch that. Get over to the Italian cooking classes over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Here. I didn't miss Jenny in the cooking class.
We don't need Jenny.
Jenny just wants to get away from Dewey so bad. So if we need to help her do that, we can help her do that. But like, even I know I'm jumping, but even when they were like, should we stay? Jenny was like, no, we should definitely go to Vail. she's like, I am not going back to my husband. Like we should definitely go. There's nothing we could do here. Let's get Kevin, the driver. Come on, get in that front seat. Let's go to Vail. We can discuss it on the way to Vail. I got to go. Please take me to Vail. Please take me to Vail.
Yep. And I love that Mary's taking a private jet alone.
Yeah.
With the church's money. I mean.
Do you think she's taking a private jet? I think she's taking Southwest.
Why did Heather say she was taking a private jet?
Well, Mary said she was when she was FaceTiming from the ceiling.
I know. She didn't want to be seen.
Like, it was like, okay. Oh my God.
Okay. So at this Italian dinner lunch, probably at 9 a.m. in the morning, Jen asks Lisa about the event and she's like, oh, the event for foster kids. And Whitney's like, oh, sorry, Lisa, I couldn't make it. I was really sick. Sorry, I missed.
Well, it's so funny though, because like Lisa is not fazed that Jen's like pissed. Like they're like, oh, you know, Jen's like, and like Lisa has no idea because again, she's like, I mean, she basically admitted on Watch What Happens Live that she didn't invite Jen because she knew she invited Meredith because she knew that she wouldn't jump the gun, that she would disengage basically. So like she didn't invite Jen because she didn't want Jen to ruin the event.
Okay.
You know?
So Mary's like, well, I'm never invited to anything either. So like, just get used to it. And then Lisa's like, well, Jack didn't want you to be there, Jen. Okay.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought that she just said like, my kids made the guest list. She threw her kids under the bus and blamed them for it. But it's also like, this is so weird that we're getting upset that you weren't invited to a 9 and 16 year old's hair care company where the young son has a buzzed head, no hair on his head. that, you know, he's not doing anything. Henry, love him though. And then Jack is, you know, like, you guys are offended you weren't invited to, like, I'd be like, thank you for not inviting me.
I know, right? But why did she invite Whitney and not Jen?
Because Whitney knows Cameron. I think, I mean, you know, they say that, whatever. And then it's like, Jen's just like, all Jen wants is people to say sorry. Like, for some reason, people think, like, if you just say sorry, you can move on, even if you don't mean it. And she's like, just say sorry. She's like, okay, sorry. I know that I hurt you. I'm sorry. And then Mary's like, we shouldn't be fighting. Let's cheers to friendship.
And then Mary loses her mind.
And then something happens, like, where it's like, oh, you know, they're saying something like, oh, they're talking about the trip and that Jenny will be coming. And they're like, Mary, are you and Jenny okay? And Jen Shaw says to Mary, hey, Mary, she always calls her Mary Cosby. Too.
They all do.
Full name.
Yeah.
Mary M. Cosby, I've got your back. Mary doesn't hear that. Whitney's like, Mary, did you hear Jen? She just said something, like, which is also like, Whitney, shut up. Like, she wouldn't stop with this.
She would not let it go. She just kept on saying, like, wait, she said she had your back. Like,
did you hear that? It was a really beautiful moment. Mary, it was really, Mary, I don't think you're listening. Are you listening? Jen just said, she just said something really beautiful.
I need you to know what Jen is saying.
Mary, I feel like you're still not listening. Jen's gonna have your back. I was carpooling. Like, it was like this whole conversation from Whitney. I'm like, this, like, just shut up, Whitney. And Mary.
And then Whitney's like, you're talking to me like I'm a child. Meanwhile, we just did like the most childish voice ever.
And then she's like, and Mary's like, here she goes, like, tell me what to do. Like, nobody tells Mary M. Cosby what to do. And then except that she's also telling Whitney what to do. Like, you can go. Little girl, your car's out back, right? You drove here.
Yeah.
And she's like, and then she tries to tell her that being called insecure and a little girl is a compliment. And then she's like, and you didn't call me back for this event. And she's like, Mary, I was like carpooling. She's like, for 24 hours. It's like, Mary, do you really need a callback? Also, like, I gotta be honest, I don't really like when my friends FaceTime me.
Oh. Now I know.
No, I mean, there's certain, no, like, but I'm saying like my coworker, that's basically a coworker. Right. Like, I don't need to answer your FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like, Whitney was both correct and wrong here, right? Wrong for interjecting.
Don't you feel like then like Whitney got like scared though? She was like, Mary, I love you. I've had your back more than any other person in this room. Like, please. And Whitney's like, Mary's like calling her a bobblehead.
Because her head, it bobbles. Right. Like, yeah, we know what a bobblehead is, but like, no. And then, Meredith is like trying to talk to Mary and she's like, Mary, like, let's just, and Mary's not, she's not getting through. So she goes over to Whitney, sits down with Whitney. Did you see she was like fluffing her aura again?
Clearing the aura. I'm over the clearing the aura. I don't like it.
Yeah. And she's like, Mary's just, you know, she starts saying the text that Mary is sending her, which again, we like mentioned. And I'm like, this is insane. And also,
it reminded me of Ramona, though. Like,
of Ramona?
I, like, remember when Ramona said to Tinsley, like, I look better than you.
Oh, no. But that was like,
she's like, I also know I look younger than you. I don't need plastic surgery like you do. You think you're better than me and you're not. I'm better than you.
Like, and but also, like, Whitney at one point says she was a loyal soldier for Mary. I'm like, Whitney, you are susceptible to cults. Mary is a cult leader and you are someone like, if Whitney was around, like,
donated, are we talking like $20? Like, she, no, I you bet know, they did the collections on Sunday.
I bet four figures at least, maybe really? 10K.
I don't believe it. No way. Oh, absolutely not. No. I'd say $100.
No,
you can say you donated to anything and you gave $1 at Safeway when
what they're like, do you want to round your dollar up?
Yeah.
Well, so I do Meredith, not believe that. Meredith is like calming Whitney and she's like, so at least the event, do you know who Cameron is? And Whitney's like, I'm like, Whitney, you have all these secrets. I do not understand how you're mad at Lisa Barlow when you have that. Like, you just, she has to be so scared of Mary. Like, she's like, I don't know him personally, but I do know of Cameron, you know, and she's like,
Meredith's like,
I was like completely rattled. Like, I just didn't know what to do.
What is wrong with like Meredith's voice? I don't know what it is. It's seriously insane. What
she
is
just
it?
Talks slow and low, and there's no cadence or like, it's just like one note. It's monotone. But then I'm like,
basically Whitney's like,
she knows all the secrets.
That she's like, this cousin was like, be very careful. Never make Mary mad. You know, everyone thinks that she holds the power of God and her congregation believes she is God and they speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm. And then they're like, okay, well, like, okay, great. Like, let's go back to the table. It's like, okay. And then Mary's like, what about me? Nobody's thinking about me. Meredith, what about me? She's like, I literally tried to talk to you and you like waved me off. And like, and Heather's just like, we got to let this go. Like,
Heather's like, we're in this too deep. We're never going to get out. Like, we have to get out. Like, we need to leave this. This is getting kind of creepy.
And then she also tells Whitney, like, oh, I don't think we're friends. And then it's like 3 days later, this is the weirdest dinner. And the episode could have ended there and it would have been a great episode. But then they're like, and no, let's go on with it. Let's give you a taste of this arrest. Okay. And again, these are all scenes that we've seen. This is just like an extended scene.
Okay.
I could watch it again over and over and over.
No. The internal bleeding. This is what disturbed me. Okay. So basically Jen, you know, she gets on the bus. She's got her great braids. She brought snacks. She gets the call.
It's clearly from Sharif too. I feel like a lot of people are like, who was on the call? I'm like, no, like we know it was her husband. Like her husband called because the feds came to the house.
And she's like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Whitney, could you shut my mic off?
Get that mic off. And then I'm like, who made up this lie? Like, did she just come off the cusp thinking this? Did Sharif say like, you have to leave, say it's an emergency, like we're going to the hospital? Like, I feel like she was just like, okay. Sharif Senior's at the hospital. There's internal bleeding. I need to leave right away.
I think she was trying to get the cameras not to follow her. So like, I think she maybe brought something I think it's like a made up thing. I don't think Sharif told her. I think he just said, you need to leave and you need to get home. Like, I don't think he was trying to help her like on the run. I think he was trying to say like, hey, there's a situation here.
Right.
And I think in her head, she's like, listen, she's been lying all these years. So I don't think it's hard for her to think of a lie. And then I think she got stuck there waiting for that second assistant to come pick her back up. And you know, she's probably like, shit, I got to get out of here. Oh God, he dropped me off and he's left. I need him to turn around and come back. Like shit.
The second assistant that's driving her aunt's car.
Marilla.
No, but it literally said Jen's aunt's car.
Yeah, but it was the second assistant driving it.
Right.
I know, but like,
I'm like, why are you driving the aunt's car? The luggage? I just don't know what's going on.
Well, if it's it's a bad joke, but it just was like the weird thing. And then like, everyone's like, wait, what? Like, are you okay? And she's like, I mean, listen, if it's nothing, like they don't know if they have to do surgery. So if they don't, like, I'll totally make the flight. And I'm thinking, you are so delusional because you have to know when he said that she had to know when he said the feds were there. They're like, shit, the gig is up. And she's like, yeah, I'll probably just be to Vail late. Like, what?
And then like, Heather's like, don't worry, guys. Like, don't worry. Like the Shaw squad, someone can drive her. And Whitney's like, Justin's going to reach out. Everything's going to be fine. 12 minutes later.
Well, it's so crazy because they're like, they're just sitting there, you know, and they're all kind of like,
they
don't
even notice what's going on. Like,
well, the producer comes on. She's like, so you guys don't think you're going to go? Like, is that like really an option? Because Heather's like, we can stay. Like, oh my God, if this is like surgery and internal bleeding, which is like very serious, like, we don't need to be having fun while you're dealing with all this, you know? Right.
We can stay behind, like help you with the kids, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone's being so caring.
Right. And then you're so right. Like 12 minutes later, like they notice nothing. Like Lisa, they're all talking like, what happened? Oh my God. I'm like, they don't notice any of the SWAT team coming, like nothing. And then finally a producer says like, there's officers here. You know, the officer says, they're looking for Jen Shaw. Like Heather's like, is that NYPD? Like they all think they, and now at this point, Whitney thinks it's like strippers and is like, and there's like a big prank.
Is this a prank? Below?
Ashton,
It's like, you know, like just yeah. friends with Anna Faris, like Ashton. Oh my God. This is so good. Like that is Whitney. Whitney is Anna Faris from Just Friends. If she was a pop
totally
star.
You're totally right. You're totally right. And then like Heather's like, well, yeah, she just, Jen Shaw. Yeah. She was just right here. She's going to hospital now because well, her, no bleeding. I was like, oh my God. Like they still don't even know.
Like they have no idea.
And they're telling the cops to go to the hospital. And right. It's like fucking Homeland Security.
Well, she's like, what's the HSI stand for? They're like Homeland Security Investigation. And Heather's probably thinking, oh shit, what shady shit has my shop been doing? Like she's probably thinking there's something. And then they're like, and the cops are so funny too, because like, we just need to make sure she's okay.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, you guys flew out from New York just to check on her well-being. That was nice of you guys, you know. And Heather being like, I mean, I'm scared of the popo, but this really put me on pause.
Then Lisa's about to puke. She's like totally knows what is going. She's like,
she picked it up so fast. Like when Whitney was like, she did ask me to take her mic off. Like Whitney and Lisa, like they're not even, Jenny's just like, get me to Vail. Whitney and Lisa are like having like this like conversation with each other. Basically like, it's not about Sharif. Like, nope, it's not. And they're like, this is bad.
Lisa is trying to call Stu. Like, Heather's like, should I call Jen and let her know?
And Lisa's like, I don't think you should do that. Like, what are you going to call Jen? Hey, Jen, the police are here looking for you. Is Sharif okay?
Heather's
like, just a ride or die. I mean, the whole thing is crazy.
No, to me, I think it is so creepy that her first thought was to be like, oh, yeah, internal bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never like wish
call- that and leave.
Yeah, never make up a story about a loved one like that. Yeah. It's like, I feel like there's always weird, like, karmic justice that happens. I do not like that.
I was like,
but then I was thinking if she wanted people to get away, so if she wanted to get away so fast and have nobody follow her, then that's like, that seems like maybe they have like stipulations of like, hey, we won't ever film you in the hospital unless you want us to. Or like, maybe she's trying to think of like COVID locations that like they cannot come to, you know?
Either way, give her that much credit. I feel like she just, that was creepy.
Also, I'm like, did Stu ever answer Lisa? Because he was already arrested. And like, what are we calling Stu for?
I don't know.
And I was thinking, it was like, I bet not one of those women have Sharif's number and they all have Stu's number.
Yeah, you're probably totally right.
Like Stu was the only lifeline to Jen that they had.
Also, this is a TBC moment.
This is how you do
this. This is how you TBC. Yeah. This is like when Jesse Katsopoulos got stuck in the trees to fall in the tomatoes. You know, this is a to be continued moment.
So you approve of this?
This is a approval.
Great. If next week being a top five Housewives episode ever, I mean, Scary Island, I have to assume like Table Flip, Dinner Party from Hell, Shaw Rest.
See, now I'm scared. I think I don't want like too big of a hype, you know.
Okay,
This to me was good because I think it was good because the Mary stuff ahead of it.
Well, and I feel like everybody also thought that it was going to be like the last 3 minutes, like how they always kind of introduce this, right? But we actually got like 15 minutes. Like we got the setup, we got Jen leaving, we got the beginning of the cops coming, and you're just like literally on the edge of your seat, being like, "What the hell?" Like this was.
To me, it was really just the internal bleeding.
That's all like, that stuck with you.
I was like, what?
I also was laughing too when she left that she took a box of Wheat Thins and like a crossword puzzle. And I was like, snacks for when you're waiting inside the hospital. Like, like they didn't even say like, Jen, take all your snacks back. They're like, no, we'll keep these.
Like, and then she was promoting the episode and like showing her Italian fare this week. I was like, what?
So don't miss out on a cooking class tonight on Bravo. It was like, so, and we know you get the episodes, Jen.
I had chills.
Yeah. It was so good. I'm excited for next week because I don't even care. Like next week is all new information for us. Like we saw in the previews, we saw this, right? And also we know she goes to Vail. Which is even crazy.
What? Wait,
doesn't she go to Vail? Because remember, that's like where like Meredith like closes the door. She's like, love you, baby. Bye.
Oh,
do you think that's in Vail or you think that's somewhere else?
I don't think she goes to Vail. I think you just saw snow and you just assumed.
Oh,
but you forgot It's Salt Lake City. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, they were all in bathrobes.
She probably can't leave the state.
But she has, I don't think she'd been arraigned at that point. Like, I think they just arrested her and then let her go. And then she had her arraignment. Remember, she had her arraignment on Zoom, and like all Bravo fans like jumped on the Zoom, and then they had to like reschedule.
She couldn't get on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm standing by. I think she shows up to bail.
I actually do think you're right about Carl and Lindsay dating.
They're at
the Rangers game tonight. Just with Luke, but still.
Oh, no, hot threesome right there.
Yeah. Go Lindsay.
Anyways, great episode. We will cover Winterhouse next week, which still loving it. Winterhouse is again.
I actually take morning recovery before I watch Winterhouse because
you feel so drunk after you watch an episode. But Winterhouse and Summerhouse, like that whole thing, they're at that pinnacle right now of where like when Vanderpump was good, right? Like, what do we always say? Like 5 seasons and then you got to change it up. Like Winterhouse is smart right now, introducing like 6 new people because we got to start this rotation of cast members.
I like Gabby.
Yeah. And we know you hate Julia.
Skirt Julia. Julia, right, well, Golia.
Have the best birthday. We love you so much. Thanks for being just the number one judgy girl. And also, I wanted to shout out too. I saw that everybody's starting to get their hats. Please tag us in your pictures with your hats. Yes. They're so cute. I love seeing them. Like some people are just sending a picture and I'm like, no, I want to be able to share with everyone. You look so cute in it. So I'm super excited to see these. So enjoy wearing your hats and being judgy outside.
Yes.
And until next time,
bye.